getting ready to get my hands out, and then I got pulled again. And Dan just threw a perfect pass. It just kind of hit me right in that soft spot, and I cradled it, and like, that was it.
Didn't have it switched to your left or something, right?
The, no, no.
Secured it?
So I had it here, but like then I rolled over, and then I got the other hand on it, and I kind of like fetal position.
Okay.
I know you're not a selfish guy, but to have 6 touchdowns already, that ties your career high in week 8.
Yeah.
What do you think that says about not only the level you're playing at, but just this offense is operating at?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's so many weapons, and everybody, like, has their role, like, in this offense, and like, I just credit, like, our offensive line, and then Dan, obviously, like, having the belief, like, in me to go make those tough catches, and we have so many playmakers that you gotta make a play because you don't know when it's coming back. Cause, like, there's so many other guys, like just who are very capable. They're like, so you gotta make
it. Is JT the MVP so far?
Right now, like I said, like, they like to give it to, like, quarterbacks only, but if they really consider a non-quarterback, it has to be.
Appreciate
you. Yes, we've only had a few turnovers this year. And how do you explain that? I mean, because it would be one thing if you guys weren't throwing the ball down the field, but you are doing aggressive things.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all comes down to our offensive line and then Danny. So, like, they're giving him time. Danny's making the right reads, and then he's giving us opportunities, and I think we're going and we're making those plays. I mean, you've seen AP make a big-time catch. You've seen Josh make a couple of great catches. Tyler made 2 contested catches. So, I mean, like, just us just wanting to play for him, and, like, we love Dan, and we just appreciate, like, everything he's brought, like, to this team.
Last thing, what's the sideline like after the 80-yard touchdown?
Oh, I mean, we're all in disbelief because, like I said, like, I'm like, oh, that's a good 15-yard run, and then he breaks it down. I'm like, oh, that's a good 30-yard run, and then he's running 80 yards. I'm like, oh, shit, like, he just fucking spit out. So, I mean, like, we're all hyped for him, and like, we are really going to try our hardest to keep pushing him and get him that MVP game.
Mike, just about this, man. Like, the passing game is helping open JT. Like, the defense decide, I want to stack the box or play 7 and curve. Talk about this. What Dan's efficiency, you got what you're doing. One of them hosts JT. Also, the passing game, getting you open on nice slant, tight end, clutch, head counting, all those good routes you all run.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're playing some complimentary ball, and I think that's why we're having so much success, because the defenses can't key on one facet. And then if they do, then that other thing pops off. Like, if they want to stop the pass, JT's going to rip off 3 touchdowns and 150 yards. If they try to stop him, then Dan's going to throw for 300 yards. So it's just, you know, it's just like complimentary ball, and we're having a lot of fun doing it.